Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new kind of life for tomorrow today. Market your livestock.
Well, live and feeder cattle contracts set to open substantially higher today, supported by follow-through buying and the friendly July 1 cattle on feed report, which came out on Friday. Hog issues should start out moderately higher today, with early buying encouraged spillover support from Friday and oversold charts. Now, feedlot country will be typically quiet today, with activity limited to the distribution of new show lists. We expect the late month offering to be about steady with last week. Look for asking prices to start about 117 to 118 in our part of the country, 190 and a bit higher in the north. Live and feeder futures also should open higher again, boosted by follow-through buying and smaller than expected June placement. Hog buyers are staged to resume the cash market with bids ranging from steady to a dollar lower. Our preliminary guess is that this week's kill will total about 2.1 million head. The lean futures are set to open a bit higher this morning, supported by residual buying and oversold charts. Soybeans closed sharply lower on Friday and are down 6% for the end of the week, with new crop November now under $10 as new weather forecasts favor mild, wet weather in August when the Midwest crop will be developing. Corn closed about a penny higher for the day on Friday, but finished lower for the week as the crop moved through pollination without a major weather threat. Winter wheat finished higher following more gains in the European wheat markets, which have been supported by reports of low yields in the French harvest. European wheat futures for September delivery are up about 10% this week. Now, again, the wheat did close higher with more support from the 10% gain this week in Europe. Forecasts show dry weather this week for the French harvest, but excess rain earlier in the growing season had damaged the wheat. Despite this week's gain, U.S. wheat prices remain near 10-year lows following a big winter wheat harvest. Now, we're going to check the futures right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
On our livestock futures, live cattle for August up 242 at 109.95. October was up 237 at 108.07. August feeder cattle up 280 at 137.20. September up 237, 135.82. August hogs up 82 at 75.27. And the October was up 162 at 63.90. On the grains at the close, Kansas City hard red winter wheat on Friday was up 11.5, 419 for September. The December was up 11.5 at 445. September wheat, Chicago up 7.5 cents Friday, 425 and a quarter. December up 9 cents at 450 and a quarter. September corn up 3 quarters at 335. December up a penny at 341 and three quarters. August soybeans down 26 cents at 1006 and a half. September was down 26 and three quarters, 998 and three quarters. October cotton down 37, 72.15. December's down 77, 71.91. September crude oil down 43, 43.76. October's down 44, 44.45. August natural gas up 1, 279. September up 1, 276 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.